Hey everybody, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. If you're like me, sometimes your mind feels like a runaway train hurtling towards negativity faster than you can say, I need a vacation. Ever felt that? Like those pesky thoughts just keep popping up, stealing your joy and making even the simplest things feel impossible. Well, guess what? You're not alone. And the good news is there's a powerful tool we can use to tame that mental beast. Cognitive restructuring. Think of it like this, our thoughts aren't facts, they are interpretations. And just like any interpretation, they can be biased, distorted, and downright unhelpful. Cognitive restructuring is about identifying those negative thought patterns, understanding where they come from, and then, gently but firmly, challenging them. It's like doing mental CPR on your mindset, giving it a jolt of reality and replacing negativity with something more empowering. Okay, so how do we actually put this into practice? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that can help you become a master of your own mind. 1. Identify your thought patterns. This is the first step, right? You've got to know your enemy before you can defeat it. Start paying attention to those recurring negative thoughts. Are they always about self-doubt? Are they catastrophizing every little thing? Recognizing the patterns is key. It's like spotting that one annoying fly buzzing around your head. Once you see it, you can start swatting. 2. Question your thoughts. Once you've identified those pesky thought patterns, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? And what would a more rational or balanced perspective look like? You'd be surprised how often our thoughts are just assumptions or exaggerations. It's like the friend who always says things are worse than they actually are, you know, the one who needs a little reality check. Worry. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. This is where the real magic happens. Instead of dwelling on those negative self-talk loops, consciously replace them with positive affirmations. It's like flipping a switch in your brain, turning that negativity into positive charge. Start with small things. I am capable, I am strong, I am worthy. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard of meditation? It's not just for monks and yogis, you guys. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts without judgment. Think of it like a mental workout, strengthening your ability to notice those negative thoughts when they pop up and letting them pass without getting caught up in them. 5. Seek support. You don't have to do this alone. Talk to friends, family, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles and successes can make a huge difference. Remember, we're all in this together, and sometimes having a supportive sounding board is just what you need to keep moving forward. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Picture this. You are about to give a presentation at work. Your heart starts racing, your palms are sweating, and the inner critic screams, "You're going to mess up, everyone will think you're an idiot." Sounds familiar? That's negative thinking taking over. But here's where cognitive restructuring comes in. Instead of letting those thoughts control you, ask yourself, is it really true that I'm going to mess up? What evidence do I have to support that? Remember all those times you've given presentations before and done well. Focus on your preparation and your strengths. Replace the negative thought with a positive affirmation like, I am prepared and confident. I can do this. See how that shifts things? So remember, folks, negativity is a choice, not a destiny. You have the power to change your thinking patterns, cultivate more positive emotions, and live a more fulfilling life. Cognitive restructuring is your secret weapon. Use it wisely and watch your mind transform. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest struggles with negative thoughts? Share them in the comments below and let's have a conversation. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about Modern Stoicism. We're building a community here, one positive thought at a time. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep rocking you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.